Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Channel Radio and businessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, June, I'm reliably informed, the 27th all day. Welcome. I'm here with the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello. You all right?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
Well, that was very monosyllabic, Joe. Are you all talked out after that giggle fest earlier on the
People platform? It was good, wasn't it?
It was
very
excellent.
Enjoyable.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, that Joan Moffat, she knows her stuff, doesn't she?
She does. She does.
Yeah,
we should get on
here,
shouldn't we?
Yeah,
blimey. Yeah, no, it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
So, if you haven't listened to the People platform,
do have a listen. Yeah, do have a listen.
We occasionally say something really interesting. Occasionally.
It's a giggle fest. That's what it is. It's a giggle fest.
We have fun doing it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, listen, we've got a packed show for you today. We've got three lovely guests in the studio, and we'll introduce them in a bit. Of course, we'd like to hear from you as well, all your businesses out there in the southeast of the UK and further afield. We've got people listening from Turkey today. Hello, Chris. Hello, Miriam. Thank you for joining us. We've got people listening from the east coast of the US, where it's probably breakfast time. Morning, Liz. I hope you're having breakfast or something. It is breakfast time there, isn't it? Yeah, roughly. Brunch.
You get up early.
Brunch, yeah. Cool.
Oh, East Coast, so it's 5 hours.
East Coast.
So
yeah, yeah.
They'd be really committed if they're on the West Coast and listening, wouldn't they?
They could be up late. They could be on their way home from a club, couldn't they? And they think, I know.
I'm in downtown
Beverly Hills on my way home from the Rancho Club. I think I'll pop in and have a listen to the Business Bunker over there in Ashford.
Why
wouldn't you do that?
Absolutely.
Hey, but we'd like to hear from you, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me, and you could call me on Ashford 01233 220035. That's 01233 220035, or you could email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb, and pretty please use the hashtag #BBunker. We've had so many tweets. Well, in fact, I can tell you how many tweets we've had because I've just counted
them. Here we go. Hold on, everybody. Yeah,
we've had 1,933,743,007 tweets, okay? And over half of them haven't used the hashtag naughty, 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 because that makes it really difficult for Joe to find, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Tell them off,
yes,
Joe.
Yes.
So please use the hashtag #BBunker, and that makes it easier to find. But we have had loads and loads of tweets, and we will get round to reading them out. And also, obviously, we've had loads of emails too. So there's loads of things we're going to cover today. As I say, we've got three fabulous guests we're going to talk to later on in the show, and I'll introduce them as we come up. But I think what we'll do, Joe, do you know what? Do you know what? I'm going to go first for a change.
No.
Yeah. I've not done that before. I've got a tweet from Athelbrae.
And you've said it right as well.
I know. Well, I'm on a roll today, aren't I?
I'm
cooking on gas now. Yeah, Athelbrae. They say VanillaWeb.
Really well. I'm an associate training with Athelbrae.
So. Oh, are you?
Hi, Kate.
Cool. Well, they've been on. So they're listening. So you got to be good, Andy. Otherwise, you know, that was Andy Stiles, by the way. So you got to be good, Andy, because they're listening. So you might not be an associate for too much longer if you're not careful.
It was nice knowing you.
Anyway, Athelbrae have been on. They say for another web. Can we have a shout out, please? Last week, Athelbrae are trying to raise money with an auction, and they're auctioning a signed McLaren F1 photograph. And it's a good photograph. And it's signed by Jenson Button and the Alonso boy. Yeah. And it's a photo of those two gentlemen sat on a car. It's a gorgeous photograph. And it is authenticated. And they're taking bids on this particular item in aid of charity. And at the moment, the highest bid is standing at £150. Not a lot, really.
Doesn't say much, does it?
No.
Not for Formula One type things.
Yeah. So if you and the proceeds are going to cancer research, I should say, not to Athelbrae, so to cancer research. And there's just 24 hours.
Silence doesn't really work on the radio.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm trying to work out what they're, they've tried to squeeze it in 140 characters, and I'm trying to work out what they're saying. It says it's in aid of cancer research and the 24-hour walk this Saturday. Yeah, is what they're saying. So do follow them on the Twitter and put your bid in for this. And their Twitter handle is ATHELBRAELTD, Athelbray LTD. So do give them a follow. Do bid at least 200 quid. It's got to be worth 200 quid at least for the signed McLaren F1 photo.
Jo. Lovely. So Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, I gave her a shout out last time I was here for her HR for non-managers course. So I'll do the same again because she said it was good.
They're trying it on now. They're trying it on Athelbray. Thanks for the shout out. How about putting in a bid yourself? Go on, see, they're trying it on. They've been listening to Audrey's sales courses again.
Yeah. Ask for the sale.
Yeah.
Don't ask me, don't get.
So Gemma's running some courses, HR for non-HR managers. What you'll learn by the end of the course, managers will have a solid foundation and basic understanding in HR and employment law, and you also get 5 months support with your HR employment law queries. And it's covering things such as interviewing, selecting the right people, understanding the importance of documentation, how to work within the parameters of employment law, absence management, dealing with challenging issues, and equality, diversity, and avoiding discrimination. So it's set up so that it's 1 day a month over 5 months, so that you can put into practice what you've learnt and ask questions when you come back the next week as well, next month even as well. And the course dates are as follows. The first one is next week, the 3rd of July, then it's the 7th of August, little Dodsy's birthday, as you'll remember from last time, the 4th of September, and the 2nd of October, big Dodsy's birthday. She's obviously planned our whole sessions around these things. And the 6th of November. And it's 10 till 3 on each of those days at the Regis offices in King's Hill. So if you're interested in finding out more, then contact Gemma Fairclough-Haynes at orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk, or you can look on Eventbrite.
Fantastic. That's going to be really good. We love Gemma, don't we? She's
we
really
do.
Brilliant.
She is. Very good.
Yeah. Do you want to do another one, Jo?
Yeah, I can. Kent-based Arctic Fox Dry Ice Industrial Cleaning. Is that really their name? Arctic Fox Dry Ice Industrial Cleaning. Immediately increased their new sales appointments by 80% after this cold calling masterclass. Mike Kingston's next half day B2B cold calling and email prospecting masterclass is in Kings Hill in Maidstone. It must be the place to be. On the 5th of July, which is next week, the telemarketing team of a leading UK industrial fuel supplier selling business to business increased first-time appointments for their field sales force by 280% in the week after this training from the same number of cold calls. So it's at Kings Hill at the Churchill Square Business Centre, £37 plus VAT per delegate. And if you want more information, you can go to info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk. Or you can call 01732 758 530.
You waited until I took a slurp of my tea to finish that, didn't you? You did that
I
deliberately.
I told you, silence doesn't work on the radio. Paul, you've been doing this a long time now.
It's a poignant pause.
That's what our musical director says, that the silence is much more important than the singing in lots of cases.
It's the silence that brings it out.
Yes.
Honestly,
you
trust
keep
me
saying
on this.
That.
I've had a tweet from Stu Weller, and he says, "Hi, Vanilla Web, would you shout out, please, on the Business Bunker, magic can help your business. Get my talk at your network event." And Stuart's a magician, surprisingly enough. And his, you can email Stuart at stuartwellermagic, that's Stuart with a UA, stuartwellermagic@gmail.com, or you can follow Stuart on the Twitter at stuentertains. And he's really good. I've seen him. He's really good. And Stu, it's funny you should do that and ask me for a tweet out, because I've got an email to read here that you're going to love. And it's from Roland Stanley. Mm-hmm. And he says, "Hi, Paul, could you give us a shout out on the Business Bunker Show, please? On the 21st of July is our launch event, and we're looking for some amazing, wacky and creative ideas to make the evening extraordinary. If you're a live act, artist, magician, or indeed something completely different, we want you at our event. Oh, and if anyone knows where we could borrow a fire-breathing dragon, we'd be very grateful." And you can send your ideas by emailing message, or you can message, sorry, it's a Twitter handle, message at Dragon Co-working. And that's from Roland Stanley. And his email address is roland@dragoncoworking.co.uk. And the website is dragoncoworking.com. Now, I know a little bit about this because I've been talking to Roland about it. As a lot of you will know, I own a co-working space in Canterbury. And Roland is just about to open a co-working space in Medway. Roland is actually the owner of the St. George's Hotel. And they had loads and loads of space at the back of the hotel. And he wanted to do something interesting with it. So he's opening Dragon Co-working. And if we can find him a fire-breathing dragon, a real one, obviously, yeah, then he would be very grateful. But if you're in the entertainment business or you've got any wacky ideas for their launch event, do let us know. But come along to the launch event anyway. It's at 6:30 on the 21st of July at Dragon Co-working, which is at the St. George's Hotel in Rochester.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
So, I've got the Kent and Victor Chamber After Hours Club. You see, I tried that pause. What did you think?
See, you're trying pauses, aren't you? You're working on it. Yeah, you're going to get there. I'm liking it so far. It's a work in progress, but
More the fact that I'd read the next announcement and it looked like the same one as the last one.
Yeah,
I thought I'd go on to the next page.
the thing I find with pauses is you need a bit of silence in it. You call me old fashioned, but that's the way it kind of works.
So, the Kent and Victor Chamber After Hours Club, our successful casual networking event. Chat to fellow business people in a relaxed and informal atmosphere. Free to attend, no booking needed, 6 till 7:30. And there's a whole list of them. So, where are we? So, how about the 29th of June? That's Thursday, isn't it? Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells. 4th of July next week at the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. The 6th of July at K Sports in Maidstone. The 11th of July at the Hotel Campanile in Dartford. The 12th of July at the Hythe Imperial Hotel in Hythe, obviously. And the 13th of July at the Burlington Hotel in Folkestone. And then maybe let's just do the Canterbury one, which is the 19th of July at Canterbury College.
Cool. I had a tweet from Adam Malkowski, who's known as Fabdea, D-E-A, F-A-B-B-D-E-A on the Twitter. Do you know how rapid prototyping can speed up your production? We can help with safe... save unnecessary costs of wrong tooling. And Adam runs a 3D printing company.
Was he at Grow Kent?
He was indeed.
He was really good. He gave me a little 3D printed Grow Kent sign thingy.
Absolutely.
And, but what was interesting talking to him was that he said he's off to the university, Canterbury University, I think, in September, to talk to their students about ideas for how you can use 3D printing, which I thought was really quite interesting, because what he's saying is, they have all these machines, we have all this capability now, but actually, because we've not done it before, we don't really know what we can use it for. And I was thinking, I suppose when we used to have printers, you'd like get a printer and you'd plug it in, you'd be like, I've got a printer now. And they'd be like, now what am I going to print? And it's the same for the 3D printing. So, he's talking to them about the fact that they can do prototypes of things, or, maybe if they create, I don't know, whatever it might be, a little sign for Grow Kent, they can then print it and stuff. But, otherwise it's a bit like, you buy your children presents for Christmas and it's like crafty things and they can do something, but then they haven't got any idea what to do with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did I tell you my story about printers?
Don't know.
Very quickly. Where I live, my house is on its own. I have no neighbours. There are just fields every side of me. And the next nearest house is a long way over there, and I don't know the people that live in it. Anyway, I was in my study one night on my computer, and all of a sudden a new printer, wireless printer, appeared in my list, and it was their printer with no security on it. So I sent a print out to their printer, and it said, "Hello, I'm your printer. I've become self-aware. Run."
You're not right.
Which I thought was quite good, actually. Made myself laugh.
That's excellent.
And you wonder why you don't have neighbours.
Exactly. Yeah, they all moved. But 3D printing is interesting. I saw 3D printed food the other day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah, it's just fascinating. Take all the joy out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I saw, when we were looking at Ellie's next school, she's off to senior school in September, they had a big thing about 3D printing as we were, doing the tour around the school, and they'd got people to take a picture of themselves and they were 3D printing their face. And I thought, interesting. Not sure how I'd apply that in everyday life, but interesting.
I mean, it is interesting.
Yeah. It's just, you need to have somebody help you think about how you can apply it, I think, for it to really get the use that
I'm sure there's plenty of creative marketing design companies out there will do it gladly.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I was at Grow Kent,
the way you
say
that with a smile makes me think that they're some sort of dodgy company.
He's an interesting guy, and he sort of brings it alive.
Yes.
I mean, I'd never actually seen it work before until I'd seen that at Grow Kent.
Yeah, really, we had vases and
it's amazing.
Shapes of things.
The technology itself, you can 3D print houses. There's so many things you can do now.
Yeah, I've seen that on a video on YouTube.
It really is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, technology. Have you seen the Chinese track laying train? Have you seen that one on YouTube? Google YouTube for the Chinese track laying train.
Is that the one that goes over the heads of people and things or whatever?
No, it lays its own track in front of itself. Yeah. So it's building a railway track, but it's a train that does it. So it drives along it throws track over its head and lays it in front of itself, drives onto it and lays the next one, and then it builds a bridge in the same way over a ravine. And it's just Google.
But is it for permanency or is it to go anywhere it likes? No, no, that'd be a bit scary, wouldn't it? Make it a robot and then you've got this train just appearing randomly in the street.
Self-aware train.
Yeah, yeah. You turn left and all of a sudden there's a railway track up the high street. No, no. Google the video. It's a track laying device. It's unbelievable stuff. I want to tell you about a course that's coming up with ZC Social Media, and it's a course using social media for your business, and it's on Wednesday the 5th of July on day one, and there's a second day on Friday the 7th of July, and then there's a third day on Wednesday the 19th of July, and it's at the Medway Innovation Centre, and it's from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and during the course you'll get to understand how to select social media tools and channels most suitable for your business, which will allow you to plan your marketing campaign to its fullest. You will identify keywords and optimization, which you can ensure that you are reaching out to your target audience appropriately. If you'd like to find out more about this course or to book your place on it, if you go to zcsocialmedia.com, you can find out all the details there.
So on the 4th at... it's tomorrow. I was about to say on the 4th,
that was top.
Thinking it was July.
That was top pause in there, Jules.
It was, so wasn't it? Can't get my name right now. I was going to say it was on the 4th, thinking it was next week, but it must be tomorrow. It's the 28th of June.
Yeah.
So it's the 4th Wednesday Networking. Westerham 4th Wednesday Networking. I wonder if it's actually called that. 10:30 till 12 at number 17 Wine Bar, which, funny enough, is at 17 Market Square in Westerham. And it's their next, it is that, that's what they call it, their next Westerham 4th Wednesday networking event. Nothing like doing what it says on the tin, eh? It'll be hosted by the number 17 Wine Bar, and they're offering a 50% discount on the current entrance fee for guests. Come along and pay just £5. And if you're interested in becoming a member of the Seven Oaks and District Chamber of Commerce, there'll be discounts available on the day for non-members to join and gain access to other district-wide meetings and events. It says parking's limited in Westerham Town Centre, so use the Darrant car park. And there's no need to pre-book for the event, but it would be useful to have an indication of numbers. So email info@sevenoakschamber.com to register your interest. And that's tomorrow at 10:30 till 12.
Fantastic. Thank you. I've got a tweet from Rowena Horton, who says, Discover the Vine, that's the name of our company, is hosting a Sicilian wine tasting at La Cantina in Tenterton High Street. At 7 p.m. on Wednesday, June the 27th, that'll be manana then, won't it? That'll be tomorrow.
It's the
28th,
though, isn't it?
It'll be the 28th. So, yeah, she definitely says Wednesday. She definitely says Wednesday, June the 27th, but this is the 27th today. So it must be the 28th, manana. At La Cantina, Tenterton, 7 p.m. It's going to be a fab evening. Can I have a Business Bunker shout-out, please? Yes, you can. There you go. You've been shouted out. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
We're going to play some tunage.
Lovely.
I tried to play this the other week, and I couldn't find it, but now I have. And this is a tune for someone very, very, very special.
What are you waiting for? Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. I'm not going to turn you on.
Were you testing out the silences again?
No.
I thought something gone wrong.
For some reason, the jingle wasn't there. There. Obviously, because I didn't put it there. Well, I don't know why I missed it, but I obviously did. So I quickly put it there. Nobody noticed, did they?
No, until I absolutely highlighted it.
Seamless.
Cool. Good. Good stuff. Right, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on... Channel Radio and KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 27th of June, with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely wonderfully famous Joe Dodds.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
thank you. Joe did a show before this, the People Platform, in which everybody on the show was called Joe.
That's right. Yeah.
And we had the famous
Joe, Fiona, of course.
Yeah. We had the famous Joe Dodds, and then the infamous Joe
Moffat. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Good stuff. Welcome back. I've got loads more tweets. I've had a tweet here from Russell Goldsmith who says, can I get a shout out for Trace Creative, who launch tomorrow? So a brand new company. And we'll be announcing giveaways throughout the day. And you can follow Trace Creative on the Twitter, Trace_Creative. Or you can follow Russell. It's Russell Goldsmith. Russell with one L, R-U-S-S-E-L, Goldsmith, on the Twitter, or Trace_Creative. And good luck with that. Good luck, Russell, with your new venture. Good stuff.
Sounds good. The Camera Trust Conference Centre, based in Yalding, is set in 15 acres of beautiful parkland and offers businesses, organisations and clubs stunning Kent countryside to enjoy whilst in your meeting, conference or activity. There are two newly refurbished rooms available to cater for all types of meetings. The Sinden Room is the larger of the two, offering up to 80 people banquet style, or 90 theatre style, or boardroom style for 35. And the Valentine Room, that's a nice name, isn't it? Mm. Is more intimate, offering boardroom style. More intimate, you see, the Valentine Room? Very good. Offering boardroom style.
There's no flies on her, is there, right?
I was going to say, you can tell this was written...
How did she think about that, Valentine, intimate? I mean, how'd you put those together?
By a good marketer,
yeah,
Penny.
Yeah.
The Valentine Room is more intimate, offering boardroom style for 20 or theatre for 50. And there's full AV systems in both rooms. And there's a new cafe on site with a very cool name. It's called Sage and Thyme, for real coffee and special teas and cakes. So if you go to kenwoodconferencecentre.co.uk, you can find out more.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from a kind of new follower on Twitter, Protected Life. Let me just... I need to click that just to see what... blimey. Twitter's really annoying me today. They're getting silly, aren't they? Protected Life. It's Protected_Life is their Twitter handle. Now, interestingly, I want to kind of mention this a little bit. Protected Life are a Kent-based will and estate writing business. Okay. Now, that's a really difficult business to be in because people don't like talking about wills. But I have to tell you, I recently lost my dad a few weeks ago. And my dad was OCD. There's no doubt about it. because when I came to sort out his affairs, he'd actually listed everything in a list entitled When I Die. Okay. And I found everything. Okay. And it was all there in order. And my dad had a will and everything. Even with all of that, it was not the easiest thing in the world to do. So if you ever get to the point where somebody dies intestate without a will, you will really cop it. You will really know. And I know it's not a nice thing to think about, but it is really incredibly important that you do think mm-hmm. about. And loads of people will say, yeah, well, it's not the kind of thing they can think about now. And you go, okay, so you know exactly when someone's going to die, and then a couple of days before you do the will. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
You know,
that's how organised people like me do it, yes.
You would. She'd have it on a to-do list. She would have rung up and go, hold on a minute. Come back to life. You're not in the list for dying until tomorrow.
Exactly. Can I recommend a book on that subject that I only read recently, actually? Somebody that I met online a long time ago, can't remember how I knew him, but he's just released it on Kindle, and it was the easiest read, considering it was about writing wills and inheritance and stuff.
Okay.
It's called Maximum Inheritance, and it's a guy called Ade Odeyemi. Odeyemi. But if you look up on Google Maximum Inheritance, I actually enjoyed reading it.
Right, okay.
But it was very informative, and you can't help but read it and think, oh, I need to go and sort some of these things out, even though I do have a will, and I have done the guardianship thing for children, all that sort of stuff. But
So you've got the added complication today that obviously with dementia and all of these things, that powers of attorney, you need to set them up before the problem starts.
Maybe we'll talk to Adam about that in a minute.
Nice segue there.
Yeah. The amount of people that haven't is frightening.
It's important.
And it's this problem, you know, if you're in the will business or a lawyer or whatever, as soon as you mention it, people go, oh, I don't need one of those yet. Mm. It's like insurance, isn't it?
Mm.
You don't need insurance until you need it.
Okay, well, my biggest reason why I always tell people is a friend of mine, a friend of theirs, he'd been married and had two girls. Then he split up, and I think they were still married, and he ended up with somebody else in a house.
Next week on EastEnders.
Yeah, exactly. In a house with a new son that they had together, and the girls live with them as well. And he died in a light aircraft accident, and there was no will. So the girls went back to their mum, so their whole family unit lost the dad and lost the two sisters, and they lost the house because the first wife got the house, and, you know, all of that because there was nothing written down. Mm-hmm. And ever since I've heard of that, you know, so many people have children, don't put guardians in there, don't have a will and don't sort out guardians. Absolutely. On the basis they think they won't both go at the same time.
A lot of people are concerned about having the conversation, but actually it's better to have the conversation in advance than when you're going through a grieving process.
It's a really hard thing, isn't it, to get people to focus on it. It's really quite bizarre.
Yeah.
It's really quite bizarre because there isn't a good time to do it.
No.
You know, it's you just got to do it. And weird. Anyway, so do follow the folks at Protected_Life on the Twitter, because they're trying very hard to help you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. I've got one more tweet to read out, and then we're going to talk to our first guest.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from the Milan Focus, Young Knees. And she says, can I have a request on the Business Bunker for a shout out for a company? And the company is called Domestic Butler Limited, and they're an office cleaning company, and their Twitter handle is Domestic LTD. And they've got before and after photographs of what they do. And she said, I've never met them, but I was really impressed with the work they do. So could you shout out for them? So, of course, I can, Niamh. Thank you. So that's the Milan Focus. Then you can follow Niamh as the Milan Focus, or you can follow the people from Domestic Butler on Domestic LTD. Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to talk to our first guest.
I was about to say, we're going to talk to our first guest because you just told us that.
She's getting right stroppy and picky today, isn't she? Just because she's some kind of radio professional now, because she does every show on this station. Yeah, she's getting all stroppy.
I'm just post committee meeting and traumatised.
You can tell she's so, former HR, can't you? As well,
today.
Yeah, Miss Bossy Boots. HR and OD.
I had that conversation with little Dodsy the other day. I sent her a text and I said, oh, listen to you. When she said, go and do this, this and this. And I said, we're just working out a plan. I texted her back. I went, oh, yeah, there had to be a plan, didn't there? She went, it's me, mummy. Of course there's a plan.
Yeah.
She's only 10. Don't know where she gets it from.
Yeah.
No idea.
So then Joe wrote back to her formally saying that in your appraisal, we will discuss this prior to your birthday. Thank you. It's It's a ball of fun in their house, I've got to tell you.
Her birthday, which she plans on an Excel spreadsheet, because I taught her how to budget for it.
What can you say? Anyway, listen, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show the absolutely lovely Professor Audrey Chapman. I like saying that bit. I like saying that bit at the front. You don't.
You went
use
all
that,
sexy
you?
With it as well, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You did. I was just a tad scared there.
What's he expecting of me?
Audrey, thank you so much for joining us again. It's an absolute pleasure, as always, to see you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for inviting me.
No, it's great. We've talked a number of times on the show and on other shows that you've done about the general work that you do as a sales consultant. We're touching on it a little bit because it's only fair that we do that. But then I want to move on to talking about something that you've got coming up. So just in general, give the listener a quick bit of an overview of Audrey and the Love Selling Academy.
Okay.
And your book, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I almost forgot about the book.
Yeah.
You know, that was like 7 months ago.
Oh, it was ages
ago. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Ages
That's so last season.
I'm loving the fact that you're looking at him as if to go, really, you want me to explain who I am?
It's like, we know each other.
Can you tell me that bit?
Yeah.
Silly old me. Okay, so I'm Audrey Chapman. I'm the co-founder of Love Selling Academy, which you can find on www.lovesellingacademy.com. And my business partner and I created the academy to fulfill a vision that I had. I wrote the book Love Selling, How to Sell Without Selling Out, and Emma, who is now my business partner, had joined me to market the book. And in a very short space of time, we were very fortunate enough, thanks to her marketing skills, to create enough positive noise in the environment around us that we created a bestseller. And so we actually ended up as number one on Amazon in the month that followed the launch of the book, which I was hugely thrilled and proud of. And huge thanks to my business partner, as I said. My original vision was to create an online academy where students who were not perhaps able to join the kind of trainings that I would offer for corporate clients or individuals, for whatever reason, would be able to join us online and be able to benefit from the process that I know that works. So the Love Selling Academy has grown from there, as always these things tend to do, and we've built on it. So this year we have launched the first of our online courses, which is called Love Selling, the Foundation Course. Once again, you can find that on our Love on our Love site. Hello.
our professor.
I'm right there with you, Audrey.
Professor.
I'm right there with you.
Well, that's a different show.
Yeah. And the Love Professor.
LoveSellingAcademy.com. And we're very excited. I know we're going to talk about this in a minute. Mm. We're very excited that we've got a live event next Wednesday, the 5th of July, which students that are in the area are more than welcome to attend. So we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
I just, you know, because we've talked about this a lot, I'm... One of the things about business that I find really difficult, especially about our culture in the UK, is that we are still terrified of selling. We don't give selling the kudos that it deserves.
Yeah.
And a lot of us in business just try to avoid the whole thing about talking about selling. I'm not from a sales background. I learned a long time ago that you had to sell in order to, you know, make a living. I found it incredibly difficult at first until I got to the point where I stopped trying to sell and just kind of talked about what I do. And so I want to talk to you. I want to put a proposition to you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It is that kind of thing.
Yeah. No.
Let's talk about this.
And I'd like to get your feelings on this. A lot of people, old school as well, when talking about sales, talk about closing. It's my experience. I don't know how you feel about this, but what's actually the problem is opening. People don't know how to start the process, let alone finish it.
Absolutely. That is exactly at the heart of Love Selling Academy and at the heart of the book as well. And in fact, all of the work that we do, whether that be with small business, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, large corporates, we have quite a large scope, actually, of the clients and students that we work with. And nearly always the fear of selling or the absolute horror of selling comes from this notion that one needs to close, close, close.
Yeah.
And so the conversation starts with the closing, closing, closing in mind. Mm. And I mean, I do a lot of talks on this subject, as you well know, and it really forms, for me, the whole idea of close, close, close just exacerbates that fear, and yeah. it exacerbates not getting
yeah.
the kind of business that you want into your organization yeah. or into your mm. business.
Mm.
Opening, on the other hand, I mean, there's a very clear skill set that's required to do this, mm. but it starts with a philosophy that one is prepared to be open, one is prepared to suspend what it is that you want for the time that you're with your client or the time that you're with your customer, such that you can fully appreciate and understand what they want, what they need, and what's truly important to them. There's a skill set involved in that, but it starts with a shift of the philosophy, and that's the love part of love selling.
Okay. So well, let's move on and talk about this, because it's okay. going to be a fundamental part of your workshop, isn't it?
It's a fundamental part of the workshop. It's a fundamental part of absolutely everything that we do.
I have to tell you, when Audrey wrote the book, she said to me, I'm going to send you a copy. And I get loads of copies of books. It's just the nature of what we do here. But Audrey's book arrived. Well, blimey. It was so beautifully wrapped. It was covered in ribbons.
Was it perfumed as well?
It was perfumed. It was everything.
Rose petals scattered inside.
When my postman delivered it, I got about 5 winks out of that. Yeah, he's going, all right there.
Well, you're a very special person.
Oh, thank you. No, it's fantastic. Set us up then, Audrey. Tell us about the 5th of July and what's happening, and give us the mechanics of it, and then we'll kind of delve into what's going to be happening actually on the course itself. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
The 5th of July, the reason that Em and I have put on this event is that we know a number of people that have firstly asked for it. In fact, we've brought it forward. The intention was to only start our live events next year. Mm. But we've brought it forward because some of our students have asked us, can you please put on an event where we can really delve and dive deep
yeah.
into the subject, where we can practice it, where we can be with like-minded people in a safe environment and really come out with some tools and some skills.
Mm.
Now, there's many, many events that one can go to with regard to sales, and a lot of them concentrate on the sort of academic side where everybody becomes super motivated inside their head and then they leave.
Mm.
And then that's it. They remember a day that they were once motivated. Well, I'm hoping that people will be motivated at our event. And what's even more important to me and to Em is that we offer real skill set so that when somebody leaves, they will be, if they should implement, if they choose to implement what they've learned during the day and practiced during the day, they will leave and they will boost their sales.
Mm.
Now, you're probably thinking, well, you know, whoa, hang on a minute, Chapman, that's a little bit, you know, in your face. The reality is, well, I've been doing this a long time. And I can say with 100% certainty that if any of our students who attend this event decide to implement, because of course I can't force somebody to do that, but if they decide to implement a way that feels fantastic for their customer and for them, and you have my word on that, that they will boost their sales. In fact, so much so, I did a talk a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, it was only 45 minutes long, and a lady who happened to attend that course emailed M the following day and said, I wanted to say thank you very much because I know it was just a talk, it wasn't actually a training, but I took on board what Audrey said and I came to work on Friday morning, I implemented it and already I can see a difference.
Mm.
So, you know, we have people that go from 20% conversion to 40% conversion literally in a heartbeat because they have got a different way in which they can approach their sales.
Yep.
So that is what the day is primarily about. Now, we've built on that because if you are confident in selling and if you are confident in being able to really connect with your client, which is really what I teach, you're going to want more leads. You're going to want more people coming into your business because you're going to want to be able to go and help more people. So Em has created a fantastic session where she will start the process of helping our students work out how they can bring more business into, or more leads into their business, and they will then be able to go and wow. you know, use their new skill set with.
I just said, I really want to go on that. And I thought, hold on a minute.
You should. You know why? Yeah. You know why you should consider going on it
anyway?
Because
I'm a crap salesman.
No, not at all. And that's, you know, that's another point. I did a Facebook Live yesterday afternoon on exactly that. So often, people that are in sales, so whether you're in sales or not, whether you love sales or not, this training is for you. And the reason that I say that is, you know, I work with some clients who did say, no, we don't think we actually need any training at the moment because we did some training in 2013. And, you know, and we're a little bit concerned that things aren't going quite well for us at the moment. Well, yeah, go figure. Hello. You know, education is an ongoing process.
Sure, of course
you never
it
have
is.
Enough.
Yep,
absolutely.
Okay, so you've got this vision and values that a whole part of everything that you do.
Yes.
In terms of selling. Obviously, I don't want you to do the... Well, I do want you to do the course here, but we haven't got the time to do that and to cover it in depth. Can you give us a bit of a flavour of some of the things that you're going to be talking about on the course? Because, let me put it to you another way. I've seen loads of sales trainers over the years in my time, and... a lot of it is about, you know, banging the phone and all that kind of stuff. And you get loads of nonsense about standing up to make sales calls and all kinds of things. So give us a flavour about the kind of things that you guys are going to cover in your programme, because I know it's radically different to that.
It is radically different. And before I'm delighted to do so. And before I do so, I just have to say, I very much come from the school that you never stand when you can sit, and you never sit when you can lie. So on that basis, there should be no standing up making any sales calls. And that is with complete due reference and or deference, should I say, and respect to anybody who does. Okay, so what was the question?
As he was asking, I was thinking this is like the longest question in the world.
What?
Tell us what you're going to be talking about in your course.
Thank you, Joe.
That's what I said.
Professional.
That's what I said.
Okay. What we're going to do is we are going to have a highly interactive day where, as I said before, our students will leave with an actual skill set. And not only will they leave with a skill set in their head, but they'll have it into the muscle. And what I mean by that is, you know, we have different neural pathways that are built every time we practice something. And I would not be doing my job properly if a student left and they didn't have an opportunity to actually practice what it is that that I'm teaching. Mm-hmm. So, and that's part of the learning process. Now, we do that on our online courses. We, you know, all of the work that we do. But on this particular day, we're going to concentrate on opening. So we're going to concentrate on the love, the L, the O, the V, and the E. And then we're going to delve deep into the actual skill set that one requires to start a conversation and keep a conversation open. And what you have to do as the salesperson in order to make sure that you do not sell out. So, for example, one of the things, if you're concentrating on, oh my goodness, I've got a target to reach, best you buy. If you are thinking, if I don't reach my quota this month, best I sell. If you're thinking, I want to earn money and I don't care what it is that you want or need, but I need some of your money, we're going to help you to let that go and get real, get 2017 and beyond, and sell from a wholehearted place. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I mean, I know I would say this, wouldn't I? It's fantastic. When you get this piece that I'm going to be teaching on the 5th of July, your world in and around your sales will change. Not only will you feel different, your clients will feel different, your customers will feel different, you'll feel relaxed, measured, calm, and you will have people buy more from you. It's as simple as that.
So it sounds from what you've said that actually this would be appropriate at whatever level you are in the selling world, so whether you've been doing it for a long time or you're new to it.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Nice question and nice answer. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's about incremental sales, isn't it? So you might be doing, you know, 20% conversion or 50% conversion or whatever,
yeah.
But it sounds like everyone could use some of this training to get them to the next 10% or the next 20% or whatever without focusing on that, obviously, because that's not what
Absolutely. But one does need to focus on that, but one focuses on it prior to a sales exchange mm-hmm. and a sales conversation. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff that goes into preparing for sales, and you know, very basically, if one doesn't know where you're going or what you need in your business, you're going to probably end up with a rather unpredictable result. Mm-hmm. So that is important, but it's not important when you're with your client. It's not a focus when you are talking to a customer. The reason that I said I agree with you on those two points, that you know, wherever you are in your sales career, is actually, I mean, there's a lot of depth to why I said that. On the one hand, if you're afraid of selling, and as a result of that, you know, you're terrified with engaging with customers, you are nervous about what might happen, and you feel a little bit out of control, this absolutely will help you. So many people are afraid of sales in my experience mm-hmm. that it often comes from the perception of who you have to be and what you have to be in order to be successful, and they don't want to be that. Mm-hmm. Conversely, often in the corporate world with huge, fabulous brands to back you up, as a salesperson, one can become quite lazy and quite nonchalant at what one has to do in order to engage fully and in an open manner with a client, because you think, oh, well, the brand will sell it. And whereas to a small degree that's actually true, it's really not serving your client well, least of all your business, by the way, that's paying your salary. So there's lots of different angles to this, but what I teach is connection. And, you know, we live in a world of 360-degree visibility. Let's just connect. Mm. You know,
it's really interesting, isn't it? Because it strikes me that what you said right up front is the crucial part of this. With people who go into the sales process thinking about the close, that's the whole thing that messes everything up, because they're just trying to gabble to the bit that they don't like. It goes, so do you want one?
Well, you're absolutely right. And often or not, the close is considered the end of the interaction.
Yeah.
You know, which, and that's why, you know, just, of course, let's just get clear on this. Of course, a sales conversation needs to come to a conclusion at some point. You can't stay with your client for, you know, 5 years. Aww. So then, unless, of course, they're you, then we'd make different rules for that. But seriously, of course, they're all sort of elements of a sales process. But unfortunately, the old school styly, which is about close, it's so closed.
Adam, you wanted to come in.
Yeah, I was just saying, but do you find that sort of close approach comes from top down? Because the sort of seniors and corporate level within a company are trying to achieve certain levels, so there's an education throughout that business to
target,
you've got to hit this from the day they come through the door. So is there the education needs to come higher up, as well as for those people actually conducting the sales themselves? How have you?
Yes and no. And if you don't mind me answering that a little bit more fully, most of our corporate clients we deal with CEO level or at CEO level. And then that can get sort of cascaded down, sometimes MD level, and then quite occasionally sales director, but mainly CEO. And one of our largest clients has got a worth of over $1 billion. So I'm not talking about insignificant clients. And that can be true of some individuals in those leadership roles. But generally speaking, it's actually not. Okay. And I'll explain why it's not. Often or not, organization at that size, or you know, very large organizations don't tend to be led by salespeople or ex-salespeople. They tend to be led by accountants or lawyers or you know, that sort of profession. And they often, not always, but often have the quaint notion that we'll just do it. Sell people. And one of the benefits that we have of working with CEOs, most CEOs understand the benefit of a fully rounded sales process because they want it to integrate with their business. And what we work on when we do consultancy work with our corporate clients, it's very much an holistic view of the business. We want it to integrate with operations, with installation, with marketing. We want the whole piece. We want wholeness. Because that's what drives good business, immediate business, and sustainable business. So it's quite a big subject, but it's sort of further down the food chain often that, you know, somebody would perhaps go, you know, close, you know.
Well, partly because I guess it's their specialism, isn't it? As you say, if you're at the CEO level, seeing that end-to-end thing, being responsible for all of it.
Compare
that to a salesperson with a target who isn't in marketing, doesn't care about installation, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's quite hard to bring it up, isn't it, and see the whole holistic process.
It is, and you know, Joe, that's a whole other subject, which I know is not for today. That's what good sales management's all about, but hey, that's my next book.
Absolutely.
We'll wait for that another day.
You were going to say something.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, in my previous life, I was a sales director for a big brand company.
Oh, great.
So I was managing a sales team, and something you said resonates very loudly is that people become lazy, that what worked is what will always work.
Yeah.
And they don't. And because then the targets you down the road of you've got to look to sell this product rather than that product, and you lose the conversation with the client, which then has the knock-on effect that you're trying to force something on them that they don't necessarily understand. So, yeah, it rings very true in corporate world. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think it also sort of it works across. You know, often when our students first come to us, they go, you know, I don't want to miss a sale. I don't want to miss a sale. You know, and guess what? Let's grow up here. You will. Okay? There are some sales that you are, inverted commas, going to miss.
That you may not want, in fact.
True. Well, what I meant was that's okay. Because if the experience is world class and you have opened and you have had all the things that we teach at Love Selling Academy, then actually what happens is you've got an advocate for your business and they may not buy from you, but guess who they're going to recommend when they talk to their co-workers, their colleagues, you know, so-and-so down the pub or whatever. So, yeah, it's a big subject.
Cool. Audrey, we could talk about this forever. You know,
we should always talk about this, Paul. It's very important.
You know how passionate I am about this as well.
Yes.
And I love talking to you about it because you really do know what you're doing. And just so that if there's anyone out there that doesn't know Audrey, just very quickly, you don't just talk about this academically. You have a huge track record yourself as a salesperson, do you not?
I do.
Yeah,
yes,
cool. So round it off for us. Tell us about the event, when it is, how people book on it, what the details are.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for those nice words. Too much appreciated. So you can go to www.lovesellingacademy.com, hit the events key, and the event will pop up. It's £47 up until midnight tomorrow, which is the 28th of June. The event then reverts to the £97, which is the full price ticket. It's on the 5th, Wednesday, the 5th of July, in the McCure Hotel in Tunbridge Wells. But just go to our website, or you can follow us on Twitter, which is @love_selling1, or please join our Facebook page, which is @LoveSellingAcademy1, where not only will you find out all about what we do in our Facebook Lives, but we're also going to have a short little Facebook Live with Paul Andrews after this show.
Yeah, so that's going to be about 3:10, isn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah. So do go over to Audrey's page, like the page, and hang around there until we come up on a little Facebook live stream.
That's Hello, Audrey. @LoveSellingAcademy1 on Facebook, and we'll be there. We look forward to hearing from you.
Audrey, thank you so much for that. It was absolutely brilliant.
Thank you, as always.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Audrey Chapman of Love Selling Academy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've still got loads of tweets coming in. We've still got loads of emails. We've still got two fabulous guests to talk to. I've had a tweet from the Stove Hub. You're going to have to bear with me on this because this is a bit double entendre somewhere along here. Or I've made it that way. I can't work out which.
You always make it that way.
Yeah. They said, hi, Vanilla Web, could we have a shout-out, please, this is from the Stove Hub, for our stove trailer stand, which will be at the Kent County Show on the 7th to the 9th of July at Detling, if you fancy throwing some of your seeds around. I just need to explain that the lovely folks at the Stove Hub, they're wood-burning stoves, and they have cooker hot plates. And some time ago, I did a cooking demonstration on one of theirs in a field, and I happened to cook Asian seared tuna in sesame.
It was on a Tuesday,
and
because I was at the people platform, we had a problem, and you were going, I can't do much to help you, I'm in the middle of a field.
I'm in the middle of a field cooking tuna.
And
apparently they're still picking the sesame seeds out of the trailer, so that's what that's all about. But anyway, in case you were worrying and thinking there was anything else involved here, that's the county showground at the Kent Agricultural County Show, obviously, 7th and 9th of July. Get along and see the lovely folks on the Stove Hub. You can do one more thing, Joe, and then we're going to break for the news.
Okay, so Curry and Beer Networking Night is back in their old haunt, Costuri, on the 13th of July. They've been away for a couple of months, so it's going to be back bigger and better for July. Tickets are $22.50, which includes a starter, main course and rice or bread from their great menu. And your first drink is on them as well. It's a great way for local businesses to meet and engage with other local businesses in a laid-back, friendly environment whilst enjoying a curry and a drink or two. So for further information, go to caneandbeer.com. That's C-A-I-N, the biblical version. caneandbeer.com/curryandbeer. Can you have an ampersand in a... URL. Don't think you can. Anyway.
No, you can't.
No. So it must be an AND, but it is an ampersand on here. So yeah, check out their website, caneandbeer.com.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for that, Joe. So that's Cane and Beer without an ampersand. And most of our listeners won't even know what an ampersand was. You know, I mean, let's get real here.
Yeah. Let's be precise.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, thank you for that.
Okay, anytime.
I don't know what to say now. Oh, I've got a tweet here. I've got a tweet to read out from Michael Parks, Michael Parks Surveyors, who says, good afternoon, Paul, Vanilla Web. We'd love a Business Bunker shout out, please. That's Michael Parks. MPSL is their Twitter handle, Mark Parks Surveyors, over there in Medway. So do feel that you've been shouted out. Do give them a follow, MPSL on the Twitter. Thank you so much. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to go over to the newsroom and we're going to hear from Steph with the news. What do you reckon?
Good plan.
Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for it.
Channel Radio News Update.
Google's facing a record-breaking fine of more than £2 million. The European competition watchdog say they broke antitrust rules. Its online shopping searches put Google's own products at the top of search results. The total number of buildings with unsafe cladding in the UK has now reached 95. It comes as the latest victim of the Grenfell Tower fire is named. 5-year-old Isaac Paulos has been described as a kind, energetic boy by his family. The man accused of murder in the Finsbury Park attack has appeared in court. Darren Osborne from Cardiff will return to the dock in July. One person died and 10 others were injured in the incident. A late surge by the Wellington Hurricanes ended the British and Irish Lions' latest match in a draw. Ian Henderson was sin-binned, giving the home side the chance to claw back a 14-point deficit. And the Oxford English Dictionary's gone political with its latest update. A new meaning for the word woke now features. It could mean being aware or well-informed of politics. That's the latest. I'm Abby. Charlotte Church has revealed she's lost her unborn baby. The singer announced on Twitter she'd suffered a miscarriage. In a second message, she asked for privacy. She announced earlier this year she was expecting her third child. It's reported Ed Sheeran's been working on his fourth album for some time. He was a big hit at Glastonbury over the weekend. Fans are now waiting for details about when they'll be able to listen to his new music. Britney Spears revealed that fame became too much for her. The American singer's been in the business for 3 decades, but since her breakthrough in the 90s, she's admitted the magnitude of fame has been hard to handle. Johnny Depp's argument with Australia might not be over. It's after he took his pet dog to the country in 2015 without permission. He was given a warning for good behaviour, but it's now emerged in Australia that perjury charges are also being considered. And it's reported the future of Big Brother could be in doubt. Some newspapers are speculating the reality show may come to an end. An extraordinary comeback by the Wellington Hurricanes ended the British and Irish Lions' latest match in a 31-all draw. The Hurricanes clawed back a 14-point deficit.